The Colindale Gazette is the new podcast from Brian and Roger's Dan Skinner.
If you've got a story for the Colindale Gazette, leave a message, and if we like what we hear, we'll get back to you.
I wonder if any of your readers would be interested in this. It's quite personal. I've never told anyone this, but I've never had much luck in life.
So search for The Colindale Gazette wherever you get your podcasts. You won't regret, you might regret it.
Cheese and Pickle.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Brian and Roger by Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock.
Nicht so traurig, nicht so sehr.
Hello Brian, it's Roger here. I don't know how you feel about this, but I'm a little bit sick of the city, so I fancied a little camping trip. Maybe we could go to the Cotswolds. I've got a small tent. How do you fancy some of that? Just get, you know, back to nature, get our hands dirty a little bit, and you know, just live the rugged life for a couple of days, get away from it all. Could do us the power of good. Anyway, let me know what you think, mate. Be great if you are up for coming as well. We could do some fishing, you know, catch our food, well, from the supermarket, but anyway, speak later, bye-bye.
Hello Roger, it's Brian. I think that sounds like an absolutely great idea. The lads are really doing my fucking head in, to be honest. They keep staying up very late and playing FIFA, soccer, bloody thing, which they try and persuade me to do, and I think is just shit. That sounds like a fantastic idea. I haven't got much on. Bit of Silk Road paperwork, but nothing nothing urgent. Cotswolds, terrific. I know it like the back of my hand. I'm completely on for that. All right, mate. Speak soon, bye. Hi, Rog, it's Brian. I've got, Asim's going to lend me the Subaru. For camping, so just tell me when you want to do it. We're thinking this weekend, or I don't know. Also, I wouldn't mind ghosting past my cousin's place just to pick up a few things. All right, mate. Cheers, Rod. Speak soon. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Yeah, great. This weekend sounds like, I had to check the diary, but there was nothing in it. So yeah, this weekend is good. Jamie is with Claire for the next 2 months, I think. So I'm banned from seeing him. So yeah, this weekend would be great. Do you want to swing by and pick me up in the Subaru then? That would be good. I'll have the tent ready and
just a sort of a gas stove, I suppose we can take, and that should be in a sleeping bag. That should be enough. Okay, mate. Yes, good. Pick me up at why don't we get off early, so 10 a.m. something like that, from Anne's place. Okay, mate. Brilliant. I look forward to it. Bye bye. Hello, Brian. It's Roger here again. Just forgot to say. The campsite that I have earmarked from some booklets is in Devon, so that will be, it'll be quite a drive, but it'll be charming, and we can put the music on. I'll bring my my driving CD, and you bring one too, and we should be covered for the music. Okay, mate. Bye-bye.
Morning, Roger. It's Brian. Just up. Had a night with Ophelia. So I'm a bit achy. So deepest, darkest Devon, eh? Yeah, that sounds like fun. As I say, I've got to swing by my cousin's. He's in Abington. So I need to go and get that, but then I'll come and pick you up. So I think we should, 10 o'clock's about right. Yeah, all right, mate. I've got my I've got a Peter Gabriel CD, and I've got the Queen's Greatest Hits. Should do the job. All right, mate. Look forward to it. Cheers. Bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. Look, mate, I'm at Fleet Services on the M3. I swung by yours at about 10:02, and I honked a couple of times, and then you didn't come. So I knocked on the door, and Anne answered, but she was a bit twinkly and was being a bit fruity, and I don't want to go there again. So I scarpered, mate. So I think if you get the train from Paddington, possibly from Waterloo, and just give me a ring, I'm swinging by my cousin's. I just need to pick up some waders, some fishing stuff, some tent pegs, a shotgun, and a gas Kala gas burner. So I've got stuff like that, but still bring your tent. And just give me a call when you're sort of nearby, and I'll give you the coordinates, so to speak, and I'll come and get you from the nearest station. All right, mate. Cheers, Rog. See you soon. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. It's a shame I missed you. I'm going to get the train down to Exeter, but that's going to cost an awful lot of money, I must say, and I don't really have it, so I'll take a risk, and I will try and bunk through the fare, and then I should be. I don't know how long it takes to get to Exeter. I'll let you know, and then maybe you could pick me up down there. Interested to hear that you've brought a shotgun with you. Are we expecting trouble? Okay, mate. Speak later. Bye bye.
Hi, Roger. I'm here. It's very nice. Not far from the sea. I have to say, I slept in the Subaru last night. There's some slightly unsavoury traveller chaps who had a very keen eye on the gas burner, and they keep asking me how much for the Subaru. I've told them about three times it's not for sale. So, yeah. But, you know, apart from that, it's nice. It's good. It's a little bit remote, but it's all right. So, look, I'll just head to Exeter Station. I'll just linger around in the car park just out the front. Good luck with bunking down, mate. Just stay on your toes. If a TI inspector talks to you, either pretend to be French or just be mad. I've done that in the past. or be asleep, but if they wake you up, just pretend to be mad. All right, cheers, Rog. Bye. Hi, Roger, it's Brian. Oh, God, mate, what have you done now? Yeah, look, I'll come and pick you up. I haven't got any money, though, so I can't pay bail or whatever. Have they cautioned you? Or, anyway, look, I'll come and meet you, mate. I'm kipping in the Subaru because of these bloody carnies. Absolute nightmare, actually. I'm pretty scared of them. So I'm just in a Shell garage outside of Exeter. I did wonder when you didn't turn up what had happened. All right, mate, look, so I'll come and get you, and I think we should probably try somewhere else if I can get you out. All right, mate, see you soon. Bye.
Hello, Brian, it's Roger here. I just wondered if you were going to come and collect me because, they released me from the police station about 2 hours ago with a caution. I haven't fined me, thank God, but I will have to pay a British Rail fine, which is a bit fucking shit. Anyway, so just wondered if you were going to come. I'm getting a bit cold and I've got no money, so I'm quite hungry now, and I'm not sure where I am, if I'm honest. I could meet you somewhere, just need to know where you are. Last you told me you were in the Shell garage just outside Exeter. I'm in Exeter, so we can't be far from each other, so just let me know. Otherwise I'm going to have to pitch the tent somewhere and settle down for the night. Okay, mate. Looking forward to the weekend. Bye.
Hi, Roger, it's Brian. I've just come to Exeter Station. I went to the police station, and this is a comedy of errors. I went in there and they said that they've released you about half an hour ago, so we just need to find a landmark where we can meet. We're pretty low on petrol with the Subaru, but what colour's the tent? I think we must look out for a tent, but look, I'll shall we say Exeter Cathedral? Just linger near Exeter Cathedral, and we should find each other. All right, bye. Hi, Roger, it's Brian. Look, I'm on the one-way system in Exeter. I'm trying to get near the cathedral, but I'm just going to keep an eye out for you. I'm extremely low on petrol, so I think possibly we're going to have to sell something. I thought about the gas burner, but I know you still wear your wedding ring, and I was thinking I've got the number for these travellers, so if we could sell your wedding ring and then we could get some petrol and get something to eat. Okay, hang on. Bloody hell, I've just seen you, mate. Hang on. Just stay there. I'm pulling in. Rog? Right, hang on. Roger! Roger! All right, mate. Yeah, you sit. Yeah, okay.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. Look, I know you've just gone to the shops, but I nipped out of the tent to have a wee, and I've returned to discover that the tent is not there now. Someone has taken it. They've taken our sleeping bags as well. So I'm not sure what to do. So I'm just ringing you. Maybe bring some food back. Okay, mate. Hope. Okay, bye.
Roger, it's Brian. What do you mean the tent's gone? Are you joking? Oh, fuck. Fucking carnies. Yeah, look, the travellers have had them. I went to that spa and they don't accept Scottish notes. And my card's completely in the red, so I haven't got anything. Look, we're going to... Our options are limited, mate. I think we've got a couple of rounds in the shotgun. I think you're going to just have to go out and kill a cow and bring it back. I'll get a fire going and we'll just have to do that, mate. And possibly cut the cow open and sleep in the... Or we could sleep in the Saburo. But, shit. All right, mate, look, I'll be back in a sec. Cheers, Rog.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. Rather, can we just not drive back to London now? Can we not... Do we have... Rather than kill a cow with a shotgun and sleep in it, I think that would be better just to drive back. Let me know.
Hi, Roger. I've got the cow. I lured her out of a field, and I'm herding her. Come go, come go, come go. I'm herding her back to the clearing. I'm keeping her very calm, and we're just talking about the weather and stuff like that. But if you get the shotgun out of the boot and just stay behind a tree, that's it, girl. Come, girl. Come, girl. Stay behind the tree. Take the safety off. And when I come round, I'll see you. Then I'll just take a few paces back and you get in and put the shooter at the back of the head between the ears. Then I've got a knife and we can cut her from the back udder right up to the chest bone and clear the innards. And you can sleep in there and I'll sleep in the Saburo. All right, mate, I won't be long.
Hello, Brian, it's Roger. Listen, I'm not sure I'm 100% comfortable shooting a cow. I'm all for hunting and outdoor stuff, but this is more like murder. It's not, it doesn't sit well with me. Can't we just get in the car and just drive back to London? Can we do that? I'm trying to think of other options. I'm not sure. I definitely don't want to sleep in the cow. I don't want to do that. I don't know why we can't both sleep in the Subaru. Or maybe there's not enough room, but I mean, I'd rather sleep out in the open. It's not that cold. I think maybe you should just let the cow loose into the wild and we should just, maybe go home. Let me know what you think. Okay, mate. Bye-bye.
Roger, are you fucking joking? Look, come here, come here. Come on. Mate, the fucking pikey's filled it with cooking oil. It won't get as far as Stonehenge. We've got to stay here. I am starving hungry. I am starving. I'm going fucking nuts. So, yes, get the fucking shotgun and wait behind the fucking tree. All right, mate? You don't have to sleep in it, but I am so hungry. We have to eat. We have to eat. Shit. Come go, come go. Come on. Come on. So just we'll eat and then we can think. I just can't think straight, okay? We'll do this and then we'll work something out. But just fucking go with this. Come, come go. Come go.
Brian, it's Roger. Where are you? I'm stood behind the tree with the gun. The police are coming across. They're running across the field. I'm not going to shoot the cow. They must have seen you. I've got to go. I'm going to drop the gun. I'm going to run for it. Where have you gone? I'm going to go. Okay, I'm going to go.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. I'm back in Harrow. I realised I had to get the Saburo back to Asim. He was racing with his cousin at Bluewater car park that night, and I promised him I'd get it back. The cooking oil did get me back, actually, with a bit left over, so I'd miscalculated that. I did see the police coming, and I just had to make
a split minute decision. I think, you know, if they'd seen me stealing the cow and everything, so I just had to get going. But I just had to make that call, mate. I don't know how you would have got back, but all right. Cheers, Rod. Speak soon. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger. I'm still down in Exeter, actually. I was arrested for theft of livestock and rearrested for vagrancy. So I think they're going to want to see me in court. So I might just stick here for a little while. Save me coming up and then coming back down again. Although I do have to sign on, so I might have to rethink that. But anyway, glad you got back safe, and we will speak soon. Bye, mate.
Written by and starring Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock. Produced by Joel Morris. This podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.